far too many people have no idea what they can do because all they've been told is what they can't do. Zig Ziglar. I will be silent no more. I will no longer be told to hush or to wait in the corner. I will no longer be made to think that my thoughts and ideas are without merit. My thoughts are exactly that, mine. You do not have to understand, agree, sympathize, or tolerate. You simply don't have to do anything because I'm not asking for your approval. I have given you the floor more times than not and allowed you to spew your shallow and narrow-minded versions of reality out into the universe. I am not going to say you don't have the right. I'm just saying you now have to share the floor. I have found my soapbox and it's my time to speak. So move on over. It's my turn. For years, I have allowed you the time, the energy, to try to shape what you view to be right. I allowed it not because I agreed, but more because it was politically correct to sit quietly and politely while you addressed the world. Political correctness be damned. The universe is laden with your phobias of life and your narcissistic ways. It's time for a cleansing. The impurities that you have tossed out upon us left a residue of unfamiliarity, making everything and everyone dull and empty. Our luster for life has been stripped, and our compassion has been hardened. No matter how many times we fill our glass up to half full, you suck out the nectar to prove to us it's half empty. Have you listened to yourself lately? Have you even tried to see the path you've embarked upon? We are so busy trying to please every single squeaky wheel that we have forgotten to do what is right. We are too busy standing up for anyone and anything that honor has taken a back seat and integrity has been left by the curb. Humanity itself is floundering in a muddy pothole. The media has warped and jaded everything we read, everything we say. The truth is so far buried beneath the rubble of fallen warriors that archaeologists thousands of years down the line will be glorified for the findings of the long-lost world of honesty. The American people, once hailed for their ideas and courage, are being laughed at and walked upon because it is allowed. Our ancestors came to this great nation filled with aspirations and dreams. Not once did they think it would be easy. Those who thought it would be too hard didn't come. The pioneers were dreamers with a desire to create something of their own, to be out from underneath the tyranny of government. They had a fire burning in their souls that told them there was more. Work the ground with your hands, work your mind with ingenuity, and work your soul with thankfulness, and you will build a nation rich in goodness and fruitful in honesty. What right do you have to think your thoughts are more worthy than mine? That I am not smart enough or prolific enough to put words together into thoughts? I invite you to step back, take a seat, and enjoy the show. Because going forward, there will be limited space and time allowed to you and your warped views. I invite you to look at the big picture, but don't view it with blinders on. View it with compassion, realism, and a hope for a better future. Every single person has a choice, Every single choice has consequences. Choose the path of courage. Choose the path of loyalty. Choose the path of righteousness. My voice is my vessel, and with it I can spark not just a thought, but I can move a nation.